that we're going to go into the inyanim here of Vlad Kudshin, Bavi Yasin Him Kedoshim, or the Neiman Him Kedoshim, what exactly is the Kedushas HaVlad? And this is really a Kloliistic Sugya in Kudshin, but the main Sugya is this Sugya right here. And we'll make a couple of Diyukim in the Gemara and Rashi and Tosfos, and then we'll come with some kind of Mahalach here. The Mishnah makes a statement that Kodshim and Tmura both have a connection. There's some connection between Kodshim and Tmura. Elu Kodshim Shevod Hasein Utmur Hasein Kiyotzebeh. Vladus and Tmura are like the Kodshim itself and these Korbanos, and you makrib them. Vlad Shlomim Vlad Shlomim and Tmura Shlomim both take on the same halacha as the ima, as the one that they came from. Vlad Vladon Adsev Koloilam. Whether it's the Vlad of the Vlad, until Sev Koloilam has the same din. Harein Shlomim. And therefore they have all the trimmings of a Shlomim. Not only Yamakr of them as Shlomim, but all the other halachas, the side halachas of Shlomim. For instance, Smicha, Nesachim, Etnufa, Chazav, Eshaik, is all applicable. It's all applicable. So Gemara asks, why do you need to use a Lashon of Atzeif Kolo'ilo? Even the Tani Vladon, Vlad Vladon, so Atzeif Kolo'ilo Lomel. For some reason, the Gemara is not bothered why it had to say Vlad Vladon. Gemara is only bothered with, once it said Vladon, and it said Vlad Vladon, it shouldn't have had to say Atzeif Kolayla.
You see, the mission in Yevoma starts off also, Atzeif Kolayla, put the Tzor same, but Tzor is the same, Atzeif Kolayla.
Well, there it's a Chiddush, because there each level is one level removed from the Erevah. But here, in other words, once this is a Kutchim, once the Vlad Kutchim is Kutchim, so now it's Vlad, is a Vlad Kutchim. Not the reason why it's Kaddish is not because it's a grandson of an Oyla, it's because it's a son of an Oyla. And the great-grandchild is an Oyla, not because it's a great-grandchild of an Oyla, because it's a child of an Oyla. It's always only Vlad. It's never even working out Vlad. It's very different than the case of Yevamos. In the case of Yevamos, you're always coming on to the fact that you're a Tzora of the Tzora of the Erevah. Now, that's the famous of Kivager and Yevamos that we spend the whole, right, the yeshivas we spend the whole year on. Rabbi Kivager asks, why don't we look at every Tzoros Tzora like a Tzoros Erva? Because once the Tzora is parted from Yibum, so then it's already Eishes Ach, and let the Eishes Ach pater the... In other words, why do you have to come on to Tzoros Tzora? But we have to answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha. But the fact is that in Yevamos it does make sense. Because in Yevamos, we keep on getting further and further removed from the source. Okay? When you're dealing with Vlad's Kachin, L'chayri, you're not getting further removed. Once the Vlad Kotchim has Kedusha, now the Vlad has Kedusha, because it's a Vlad of a Kotchim. Is the Vlad Oyla an Oyla? Or is it a Rebbe Sheinikul? It's an Oyla. Now its child is what? A Rebbe Sheinikul, a Vlad Oyla. It's not a grandchild of an Oyla. So that, for some reason, the Gemara is not bothered with Vlad Vlad, the Gemara is bothered with Atzeif Kolo'olam. Atzeif Kolo'olam, didn't have to say. The Gemara says, Kivan the Tony Vlad Vladon, once it said Vladon and Vlad Vladon, Atzeif Kolo'olam Lomoli. What do you have to Atzeif Kolo'olam? Says the Gemara, Tana Didon Shami L'Rebelezer Dom of Vlad Shlomim L'Yikra Shlomim. Our Tana heard Rebbe Lezer say that Vlad Shlomim doesn't have the halach of a Shlomim. Tomali Tana didon lo mi boy b'vlad and lo mi dinalach. Not only don't I agree with Vlad, elo afilu atzeif ha'olam lo mi dinalach. The Gemara didn't answer the question. The Gemara seemed to have asked the question as follows. The Gemara asked the question, once he said Vladon, and you said Vlad Vladon, what do you need to say atzeif ha'olam? The Gemara says, well, we heard Rebbe Lezer say that even the Vlad doesn't. So because of that, we told Rebbe Lezer, no. Not only don't we agree by Vlad, we don't even agree outside Kolo'olam. But the Gemara's question was that vlad vladan equals atzayif kol ha'olam. That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question was that when you say the words ad soif kol ha'olam, that includes vladan and vladay vladan and vlad. Once you say vladan and vlad vladan, that includes ad soif kol ha'olam. So what does the Gemara mean? So this is such an obvious kasha that some want to learn that the Gemara taka means there's no answer to the question. The Gemara means this is a way of talking. Rav Elazar came in with a stark opinion, right? I hold, not even the Vlad, the Chacham said, you know what? At Sif Kol Ha'olam. It was almost like it's the Lishna the Chacham. That's not the Mashmoyis of the Gemara. Mashmoyis of the Gemara is there is a Svara, and the Chachamim turned to Rav Elazar and told him, you know something? Not only don't we agree with your Svara about Vlad, but even by Vlad Vlad, At Sif Kol Ha'olam, we don't agree with your Svara. What is that? What's going on? Okay. Leave that for a moment. The Gemara now says, Minani Mili. How do we know that Vlad Kachim is not, it has a din of the Kachim, and Tmuras Kachim has a din of the Kachim? Says the Gemara, the Tanu Rabbanon Zochel Rabbi says, Havlad. Kamsa include the Vlad. Taloi Dinu, says the Gemara. Uma Tmura. She'ein gedulei hektish kareva. Madach tamura, which is not growing from the hektish itself. It's not a sub. It's not a sub of the hektish itself. It's something new. Still, in all kareva, still has kedusha. So vlad she gedulei hektish, the vlad which is growing from the hektish, einoi din she'ikore. Surely it should be brought as a kareva. So the Gemara itself, the way it reads, is difficult because you're making certain assumptions and then you're making kavol chaymis. You're making an assumption that a vlad kachim is kaddish because otherwise your kavol chaymis doesn't begin. Tomorrow we know is kaddish. You know why? Because the Torah said so. V'ho'yahu tomorrow so yeh kaddish. That's why tomorrow is kaddish. It's a gzeres hakasav. And when you're makdish something through the process of tomorrow, gets kedusha. Can't make a kavol chaymer from that, right? Now you're also making an assumption that vlad kachim is kaddish. Because if you're not making that assumption, your kavol chaymer doesn't begin. Assuming that vlad kachim is kaddish and tmura's kachim is kaddish, now you have a nice kavol chaymer. If the tmura's kaddish, which is kaddish, is brought for a carbon, so the vlad kaddish, which is kaddish, is surely brought for a carbon. But you have to have kedusha. So really, the diak that I'm making, really the Sfasemis makes in a different vein. He's just a medayik from the Gemara. I'm saying the pshat of the Gemara only flows this way. The Sfasemis says the words of the Gemara, because look at the words. The words are, v'aloi dinim, mat mur shein gedulei hektish. The Gemara doesn't say it's kodesh. Kareva, madach tmura, which is not gedulei hektish, is brought for a carbon. So vlad shein gedulei hektish, and he didn't shei karev. So the vlad is surely brought for a carbon. Whereas the Gemara is not dealing with the Kedusha part. If the Kedusha is a given, if the Kedusha wouldn't be a given, then we would have nothing to go to town with. Right away we have a given Kedusha. The vlad is Kaddish. The Tmura is Kaddish. The Tmura is brought for a carbon. So surely the vlad is brought for a carbon. That's the point. Then that's the way you have to read the Gemara. But then we have to ask the question, Kana ben Sheol, where does the Kedusha... Where is this automatic Kedusha coming to the Vlad? Why couldn't the Gemara say, listen, who says that a Vlad has Kedusha? Echtes has Kedusha. That you can't make a Kal V'Chomer from Tamura. I mean, that Kal V'Chomer you'd be able to make without Tamura. In other words, if you just want to make a Kal V'Chomer, that the Kedusha is Chal, if that's a good Kal V'Chomer, so I ask you a different question. Make a Kal V'Chomer from every Kedush. Madach, when you mark the sun. It has Kedusha, even though it didn't come from something that was Kedusha already. So surely something that's born from Kedusha has Kedusha. Well, it didn't make that Kabbalah, right?
And
why not?
Because the original one that the Vlad is coming from
came from that. So why? Again, the Torah says that if you go over to something and you say, I raise the oil, which till now was Chulin, it becomes a carbon, So madach, when you makdi something, which was chulin, it becomes a korban. So surely a vlad that's born from something that's already holy, surely has kedusha. What's wrong with that kavachem? So what? But the Torah already said that. The Torah said that the original one is chal. Now I'm making a kavachem. If the Torah says that you could be makdish something through amira, so surely it will get kedusha by genetic. That's the Torah. If you don't learn the Gemara the way I just said, what the Gemara basically is saying is there's two kinds of kedusha. There's a creative kedusha, there's a genetic kedusha. And genetic is kavachem that it's effective. Because creative kedusha is weaker than genetic kedusha. So when the Torah was machadish that you can create kedusha, it's inclusive in that something then which is born from it surely has kedusha. Obviously, that's not the kavachem of the Gemara.
One is speech, and one is totally different.
Exactly, tamura is speech too. So it's obvious that the Gemara didn't mean to say that if tamura has kedusha, so surely Vlad has kedusha. That wouldn't be logical. Because if that logic would be the logic, then my kavachem would also be a kavachem. You follow what I'm saying? My kavachem would also be a kavachem. But that's not what the Gemara is saying. What the Gemara is saying is Vlad kodesh is kodesh. How? Whatever. From somewhere we know that. Tmuras kodesh is kodesh. We know that from the Torah. V'ha yo tmuras a yeh kodesh. If the Torah says that the tmura is bought for a carbon, which has kedusha that is not inherent, kol shekain, the vlad kodesh, which has kedusha, which is inherent, is surely bought for a carbon. That's the way to read the Gemara. Again, we have to just find out and figure out what is this given kedusha that we assume the Vlad has, that we were ready at the drawing board to make this kavachim. We got to the drawing board. How did we get the drawing board? Because we knew that the Vlad has kedusha. Think, how did we know that? Nevius, how did we know that the Vlad has kedusha? Maybe. I'm just saying, let's figure it out. Let's try to figure it out. The Gemara says, okay. Malatmura shekene heges b'cholakach. Tamura has a general aspect to it. It's not again all karbonis. Mashain king Vlad is limited, obviously, to only in the kavis. So maybe there it's any carbon. Maybe there it can't be brought as a carbon because it doesn't have all the advantages. It's not as general as tamura. Maybe the Torah only was machadish that something could be brought on a carbon, a sub kedusha can be brought for a carbon is only in such a case where it is chal by all karbanos. Says the Gemara, Tamud loy mar zochor l'rabbi says havlat. Comes the term and says zochor to be marbet of vlat. Nekeva l'rabbi says hatmura. And the alatmura is tamimit. Vlat tamimit. How do you know vlat bali mumin and tamura is bali mumin minayim? How do you know with the mother of the kedusha? Whether it is the tamura that you're getting from, the kodesh you're getting the tamura from, or the vlad which is being born from a mother of kachim, how do you know that which is not worthy for a carbon can also create something which will be worthy for a carbon? The Gemara Talmud Lomer in Zochel Arabis Vlad Bali Mumim in the Kabel Arabis Tamura. The Gemara will then say why we use this Zochar for Bal Mum and this for Tamura. Says the Gemara Bali Mumin, Tamur is Bali Mum. The Rabbi's Tamur is Bali Mum. Omuli Asafra Labai Vepachano, Mistavra. Vimokam Shinisrab, so Tamur is Tmimim, Nisrab, so Tamur is Bali Mumin. Same puzzle. Omuli Kiminoch, Lepoch, Imzochem, Nekevo. I didn't mean Dafka this Drusha, I meant the whole Drusha. How do you know which Drusha is coming to include Bali Mumin? And how do you know which Drusha is coming to include Avlodus? How do you know which Drusha is coming to include Tamura? You have two psukim. How do you know which one is going with? So the Gemara says, there's a svara. Omalei Vlad Loshen Zohar. Vlad in the Loshen HaTorah is a Loshen Zohar. And Mashma. And Tamura is a Loshen Nekeva Mashma. So we take the Nekeva and we use it as the Drusha for the Tamura. And we take the Vlad and we use the Loshen Zohar to include the Vlad. Fine. L'mai Hilchasa. Again, the Gemara now goes back to the din of Tmura and Vlad that has Kedusha. L'mayilchus, what's it coming to tell us here? Now, here you have a Baal Mum that either created Tmura, or you have a Balas Mum that created a vlat. And we say, even there, the Torah says the Kedusha now goes on to the vlat and to the Temurah. The Gemara says, how far does that Kedusha go? So Shmuel comes and he says, Likara. The Kedusha that it creates is even better than its own Kedusha. In other words, there's two Kedusha. One Kedusha is, you may think only Kedushas Mizbeach can transmit Kedusha, either through Temurah or through Leda. Right? So Kiddush number one is that the Kedusha gets transmitted even from something which is not Kedusha Segur. That's one Kiddush. Doesn't have Kedusha's Mizbeach. Right? A Balmum can also transmit. Now Kiddush number two is it transmits a Kedusha beyond itself. Itself only has Kedusha, not to go on the Mizbeach. And not only is it transmittable, but it transmits signals that are stronger than it itself has. It itself can't be put on the Mizbeach. It could transmit Kedusha even to go on the Mizbeach. That's what the Gemara says. Omar Shmuel Likari. The Gemara says, that doesn't seem to be logical. How could you transmit a Kedusha that's better than you are? Says the Gemara, that must be Ali B'de Rebbe Lezer. That has to be according to Rebbe Lezer. Because Rebbe Lezer is the one who says that if Vlad Oila goes for an oila. Even though the mother that you made an oila is not roi from his bed, because the oila has to be a zahar.
But it could be an oifis, because by...
We're going to get to oifis, but now we're not talking about oifis, we're talking about behemoth. So you have a behemas oila. The behemas oila nekeva cannot be brought as an oila. Now it has a little boichikul. That boichikul is roi for the mizbeach, according to Rebbe Lezer. Chacham say it's not. The way the Gemara sees it is, okay, the chachamim hold that something that doesn't have Kedushas Mizbeach, can't be brought for a carbon, can't transmit Kedushas Mizbeach. And Rebbe Lezer, who holds that the Vlad is, he holds it is transmittable to the level beyond its own Kedusha. So and that the Gemara seems to remain with that. The problem we're going to have is that the other Rishonim ignore this Gemara. They paskin both. They paskin like the Chachamim, that an Oila cannot transmit Kedusha beyond itself. So if you're makdish and oilus, the keva can't be poured for a carbon. The vlad can't be poured for a carbon. And yet they passed in like Shmuel. And our Gemara seems to say that these two things don't try. But anyways, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's going like Shmuel. The now the tamaki come a Shmuel oila. So if so, what's Shmuel's chiddush? Shmuel is nothing more than a duplicate memra that Rebbe Lezer said. Rebbe Lezer already said that if you have and oil shlomim the keva, the vlad is brought for carbon oil. So what did Shmuel even add? Gemara says, no, Shmuel has his niche. He's taka working with the logic of Rebbe Lezer. But he added something. What did he add? He added that oil at least has the maila, like Nehemiah said. There are cases where you can have an oil in the cave. Conceptually, you can have an oil in the cave. The Gemara says, now the Tema, without Shmuel, I would say the transmission of Kedusha from something which is not Roy from Mizbeach onto something to become Roy from Mizbeach is only where the source is something which conceptually could be put onto the Mizbeach. So, Kikam Rebbe Lezer Oila, the Ika Shame Oila Alima. You can have a Shame Oila on the mother. Says Rashi, what's the Shame Oila? Look at Rashi. Awesome, who do my Rebbe Lezer Gabi Oilo? The Ikashem Oilo al Imoi. Kiloma. Afal Gav. The He Atzma Loi Kareva. The mother can never be brought as an Oilo. Loi Poka Kedusha Mina from the Vlad. Why? Because Shari Motsinu Nikeva Oilo Kigoin Oilaso Oif. They in Thomas Vizachos Bites. By an Oif, there's no union of Zachros. You can bring in a Keva for an Oilo. And therefore, this is what the Gemara means. Okay, we'll get to the second one, Rashi. Rashi really is very difficult to understand. Because Rashi sort of is making that I would have thought that Rebbe Lezer was like the Chachamim, almost. But yet not like the Chachamim. We'll see what my problem with this is. It says like this. That's what I would think. Avol Hani Vlodeh. But a vlad of a balmum, where conceptually The Baal Mum is not Roy. So there I would say, Loi Karvi, come on, Shmuel. Okay. So there, that's why you need the Gemara. That's what Gemara says. The problem I have with this Ma'al Detema is that this Ma'al Detema seems to be Mizaka Shtoril of Eitrei. Because on the onset, we have two ways to understand this. One way is that when you transmit Kedusha from a source, the source doesn't have to transmit its own Kedusha. It could transmit signals beyond itself. Right? Obviously, the logic behind that would be that we're not using the Kedusha of the thing itself. We're using other sources of Kedusha. And that's why it could even be makdish something beyond what it itself can do.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean using other sources?
In other words, the Torah, just like we explained by Tamur many times, when you makdish Tamur, it's not really you're taking the Kedusha off this animal, putting onto this animal, according to one opinion. But rather the Torah is putting on, by you making this attempt, remember we had that the Torah is putting on the Kedusha. We had a Shiloh, what's the Torah doing? Is the Torah putting the Kedusha on the one that you took the Kedusha off? Or is the Torah putting the Kedusha on what you're putting on? Those were the two ways to learn. Rebbe Lezer seems to say, that seems to be Machloekes Rebbe Lezer and the Chacham. The Chacham say, listen, the Vlad gets its Kedusha from its mother. Can never be Dayil Abom and Adin Lias Kenir. Can never go beyond the mother. The mother can't be brought as a carbon, the Vlad can't be brought as a carbon. Because the Vlad is just a replica, the Kedusha that it's getting from the mother. So you could never have the Vlad and not the mother. That's not Shaykh. Rebbe Lezer says, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. Now, the way Rashi is learning is, Ma'u Detema, I would say that Rebbe Lezer holds that you do need conceptual but not practical Kedusha. What is that? Conceptually, you would be able to have an oilus oif that comes from an akeva. What does that have to do with that, what I'm doing? It's a mechanical issue. The reason why we would say that if the mother is a Baal Mum, you can't get the Kedusha onto the Vlad, is because we have a mechanical issue. Not a conceptual issue. It's a mechanical issue. Mechanical issue is, if A doesn't have Kedusha's Mizbeach, it can't put Kedusha's Mizbeach on B. Whether it's a Tmura of A, whether it's a Vlad of A cannot give over more than it has. If it doesn't have Kedusha's Mizbeach, there's a mechanical issue. It's mechanics. Mechanical, not a conceptual problem. Conceptually, the Vlad is Roy for the carbon. The Vlad could go on the Mizbeach. We don't have a conceptual problem. We have a mechanical problem. Mechanical problem is that A can't give over more Kedusha than it has. Okay, so now you're telling me, Rebbe Lezer obviously doesn't hold to that. Because Rebbe Lezer says you could take a Vlad Nekeva, an Oilos Nekeva, which can't be put on the Mizbeach, and it could give Kedusha to the Vlad to go on to the Mizbeach. Even though the mother cannot be brought as a car. Moore says no. I would say that maybe what Rebbe Lezer holds is like sort of a shtickle like the Chachamim. What does he hold? He holds, you need something to conceptually be able to make, to be an oiler. So even though an animal could never be an oilus nekeva, but by birds there's such a thing as an oilus nekeva. So since by a bird there's oilus nekeva, so I would say, oh, since there's an oilus nekeva by a bird, so mamela the Vlad can get Kedushas oila from the mother, which is not really from his back. What is that? Didn't go all the way already. Either tell me we go conceptual. If we go conceptual, the floor's open. You could take we're not removing Kedusha from A and putting it onto B. We're taking the concept of Kedusha Zoyla and putting it onto the Vlad. If that's the case, I don't care if A will ever be able to be brought as a carbon. So that doesn't matter. Or tell me it's practical. If it's practical, that's like the Chachamim. You're taking Kedusha from here, putting it here. If this is not Roy's from his bed, that's all you left with over here. You took it from here, you put it here. It doesn't change. Whatever you took from here doesn't improve during transfer. It is what it is. But this pshara, which doesn't really make much sense, is that Rebbe Lezer holds a shtick like the Chachamim, but yet he doesn't hold like the Chachamim. He holds like the Chachamim that you need there should be in the veld an oilus the cable. That's not doing anything for this transfer. What's it doing? The only thing it's doing is it's saying, conceptually, there could be a Kedushas Oila, but we didn't have a concept problem anyway, because the Vlad is a healthy Zohar. We don't have a problem giving Kedushas to the Vlad. The Vlad is fine. The problem we have is that we're removing the Kedushas from a source that doesn't have Kedushas Mizbeach. That was our problem. The Chachamim hold that that's such a problem, it's a deal breaker. The Chachamim hold it's a deal breaker. You can't take Kedushas from the Vlad, from the mother, which is not Roy from Mizbeach, and put it onto the Vlad. That's a deal breaker. Rebbe Lezer says it's not a deal breaker. But now what's the Ma'od HaTamer? The Ma'od HaTamer is, what is a deal breaker is, that this Kedushas Oila would have to somewhere be able to be on an Akeva. What would be the logic behind it? Then I don't have a problem. Then it should work by Balmum too. I don't understand this middle ground here with the Gemara says, according to Rashi. Forget the Tosfos. Tosfos has a different way to learn. But the way Rashi learns, Tosfos obviously has this issue with Rashi. Rashi is almost learning like the Gemara is saying, Ma'udatema, I would think that Rebbe Lezer is like a shtickle like the Chachamim and a shtickle not like the Chachamim, but that shtickle yeah and shtickle not doesn't really make sense. Because till now it was a consistent machloikis between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold, you are not transferring a concept. You're transferring practical position. If this was not Roy from Mizbeach, you're transferring from here on to here, this will never be Roy from Mizbeach. Because it has this. It's a physical transfer. According to Rebbe Lezer, you're not transferring this Kedusha onto this, you're transferring a concept. Kedusha's oil. So I'm transferring Kedusha's oil from here to here. This is Roy from Mizbeach, so this could be brought for a card. That's, until we got to Shmuel, clearly that's the way we understood the Machloikis between Rebbe Lezer and the Chacham, right? Now the Gemara says yes, but I still needed Shmuel to come and make his little adjustment. He came in and he said, Rabbois, I have a chiddush. Vlad Balmum is brought for a carbon. Oh, what did Shmuel come to tell us? So if he's telling us a general chiddush, even according to the Chachamim, he's saying a wild chiddush. The Gemara is saying, that's not what he's saying. He's still going in Rebbe Lezer. If he's going in Rebbe Lezer, so what's his niche? What did Shmuel add? The Gemara says he added a major thing. Because without Shmuel, I would say that the din of Rebbe Lezer is only applicable to an oilas nekeva, because oilas nekeva, even though it doesn't have its own kedusha, it never will, and never can, and never possible to have. But if this cow was, instead of being a cow, it was a bird, right, or plane, then it could have had another type of kedusha. What did that do? For the same matter, I mean, it could sooner have been a zohar than been a bird. The cow is closer to being an ox than being a bird. I mean, if you want to start being creative in imagination. So what does it even mean? Well, according to Rashi, what it means is that if this cow was a bird oil would be okay being in a cave. Okay. And an ox is also okay. But what I have here is a cow, which is not and never will be Roy to be an oil. One second. That's not the way Rashi, Larry, what you're saying is Givaldic. That's Tosfos. You're going on Tosfos tracks, which is very good. But I'm just saying, first we're looking at Rashi. Rashi is telling us that without Shmuel, the way I would understand Rebbe Lezer is that Rebbe Lezer says, imagine now a bird. Imagine a bird. And a bird would be okay. If this cow was a bird, it would be Givaldic. Go right under Mizbeach. So now, because of that, it could transfer Kedusha on his blood. Now, the little bicycle can become an oiler, because the mother, if it would have been a bird, would have been Roy for the Mizbeach. Well, how did that work? If you're telling me Rebbe Lezer holds the concept gets transferred, then I don't have to be imaginative. It's fine. You're telling me, no, you have to be imagined because the concept doesn't transfer. Oh, the concept doesn't transfer, so something physical has to transfer. Physically, this is a cow. That's never Roy for the Mizbeach. It's just Nishtahin and Nishtahin.
Rashi says, well, Pachak Kedusha, it sounds like there was originally Kedusha on the mother, and it didn't go well.
Well, he seems to be talking about the Vlad.
It says Minah.
Minah from the Vlad.
The Vlad is the Zohar, no?
Well, okay, that's, I mean, it can also be, like, Parka Kedush is minam. You can also learn it means the min, the species. In other words, the
Everybody continues
the
sentence.
He asks for
a little prayer, but in itself, meaning the mother.
The mother can't be
Kedusha.
Well, Parka Kedusha minam. Minam is the min. The min of the keva is not Mafkia Kedusha Zayla, but Haraya, you see that, you can have a little sentence. Now, Toysis, the way I just read Rashi, if you read the way you're reading, definitely make just as an added difficult twist to Rashi. The way I just read Rashi now, then Rashi could be closer to. So let's look at Toysis. Toysis seems to have a different approach. Toysis seems to say this doesn't make sense. Does not. It's unacceptable to say that because if this was a bird, it would be able to be in a keva. Now that's why, but. And that's what I would think. That's what Shmuel has to tell me. Without Shmuel telling me that, I wouldn't know that. I would think it's the bird element that's prevailing. So Toysa says, Pirush Rashi, Kiloima, the Nekeva Shaiche Be'oila. Says Rashi, a Nekeva is in the parasha of a carbon oil. And that's why I would say it works. It's in the Nekeva is in the parasha of oil. Sharei Motzinu Oilas Nekeva Be'oila Soi. I find the concept of Nekeva by Eilus Oif. Why? The ain't Thomas Mazakhus, but if it's Avagabi Vlad, the Shlomim, the Balimumin, the ain't Shem Kotchem Alimon, Lematsinu Balmum, Korv Shlomim, the Shlomim Oifleka, Akam Lashem. Okay? Now, Tyson Gibson Rashi doesn't even have that whole twist. Now, he comes and he says, Vikoshel Rashi. Go down a couple of lines. The imkain the mahani shame olas off the shaycha beim lavlat imifresh the keva balas mul oil of yolda yolim lavlat atz mekarav oil odika shame olas oif alimoy umashma the mamayev kov lav balimumen for oigla kamon mashma the way mahani shame oil doif the aim of lav v'nira larav my rabbi lefarish the ika shame oil alimoy kiloima the kedusha kedushas aguf a whole different approach place was that that when the Gemara says that the mother has a Kedushas Oila, what the Gemara means is that the mother actually has Kedusha. Kedushas Aguf. It's not like a Balmum. There's a difference between a Balmum and a Nekeva. This touches on what we spoke about last week. One of the ways to learn the reason why a Balmum doesn't have Kedushas Mizbeach is not just because it can't be brought on the Mizbeach. It's because the Torah was Machadish that you could redeem a Balmum. And we had that last week. That's why Kilayim has Kedushas Aguf, Yoytzeh Doifen has Kedushas Aguf, and Balmum doesn't have Kedushas Aguf, according to Shmuel, Taka Shmuel. What's the difference? Because the only explanation we had was that the reason why a Balmum doesn't have Kedushas Mizbeach is not just a basic elementary understanding, since it can't be put on the Mizbeach, it doesn't have Kedushas Mizbeach. No. Really, it would have Kedushas Mizbeach. The reason why it doesn't have Kedushas Mizbeach is because the Torah said a Balmum could be redeemed. Anything which is redeemable is not inherent. Redemption, by definition, means it's not inherent. And the mail of the fact that the Torah gave a din pidyon on a balmum, that itself removed the kedushas aguf from the animal. The din pidyon removed the din kedushas aguf. That's how Rav Chaim understands the whole concept that a balmum does not have kedushas mizbeach. Rav Chaim says in Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach, the reason why a balmum doesn't have kedushas mizbeach is not it doesn't have kedushas mizbeach. That's why he could redeem it. Reb Chaim Brisk learns the Torah was machadish that you could redeem a balmum. By telling us you could redeem it, the Torah removed the kedushas aguf. Because it wouldn't be redeemed. By the fact that it's redeemable means it's not inherent. That's what Reb Chaim understands. That's really lechayra, the only way to understand that last gemara in the end of the last parak. Why you can have something which is not roy from his bayah, and yet you have to sit calmly waiting for it to get a mum. Even though the mum doesn't make it any less roy for the mizbeach than it already is. It's a yetzer doifen, right? It's kilayim. It has the most inherent reason not to be roy for the mizbeach. Much more than a mum. A mum comes and goes. You can have a mum that comes and then goes away, and now you can bring the animal for a car. So a mum is less inherent a psul mizbeach than a kilayim or yetzer doifen, which will never change. Will never be roy for the mizbeach. Impossible to ever be wrong. And yet, the Gemara says at the end of the last parak that according to that opinion, this Yaitzah Dauphin, You have to sit and wait for it to get a mum. And after it gets a mum, now you could redeem it. Till then, has kedushas and guf. The only way to understand it is like a Chaim. That the Baal Mum is redeemable and therefore doesn't have kedushas and guf. Okay? So the Tosfos is precisely saying that concept. He's saying that the reason why Rebbe Lezer holds that the Vlad Oila is Korav Oila is because Rebbe Lezer holds that the Vlad Oila, right, is coming from something which does have Kedushas Mizbeach. The Oilas Nekeva has Kedushas Mizbeach. Can't bring it. You have a Mechitza. You have something blocking you from being able to bring the Korav. Right? No woman allowed. Yet Lamais has Kedushas Oila. Lamais has that's our Tosfos one. And then he says, the aim or pigeon. The oilas nekeva has no pigeon. If you tried to redeem that oilas nekeva, you couldn't redeem it. Why can't you redeem it? That's the reason, because it has kedushas aguf. If it has kedushas aguf, so now that kedushas aguf goes on the vlad. And the vlad doesn't have the sign saying no woman allowed, because it's not a woman. So the vlad is basically carrying the kedusha of the mother without the mechitza. That's all. That's how Tosfos learns. It's a much more glad. That's the now. If you want to, the Rashi that David was talking about actually is a big shaila how to read that Rashi. If you look, there's a girsa change here. Some have a girsa change. Now, if you read it the way I read it, loy poka kedushas mina, then what, perhaps what Rashi is actually saying is that idea. What Tosfos is saying. Tosfos clearly didn't learn Rashi then. What Rashi Gufa means is that since there is conceptually Kedushas Oila by a bird, so you see that the Nekeva element of it is not a conflict with Kedushas Oila, it's rather a mechanical issue with the Mizbeach, that you can't bring a Nekeva on the Mizbeach. Therefore, the Min Nekeva is not Mufka from Kedushas Oila. Okay? Now, I would say it's much glatter to learn Rashi that way. And that's the way I would read Rashi. However, we see Tosfos did not understand Rashi that way. So, clearly and many of the Rishonim understand that Rashi is clearly not stating what I'm saying. Rashi is stating that this idea that conceptually there would be an Oila, but there is Kedusha's Oila, and therefore the Kedusha, the mother, then you have to learn Rashi differently. What Paka Kedusha Mino would mean, the mother still has that ability to be Makadosh something. In other words, that itself is a Kedusha. I could be Makadosh my Vlad. That's a strength that it has. So what Rashi means is, the mother doesn't lose that Kedusha of being, every Oila, right, in the world, every carbon in the world has a Kedusha itself and it has a Makdash. It could be Makdash something. So the Oila, since it is Roy in some cases to be an Oila in the Kaiva, therefore, loipoka kedusha minah from being able to be makdish the vlad. Those are the only two. I mean, there's no other. I don't think there's any other way to learn Rashi. Either you have to learn Rashi, like I'm saying, like Tosfos. That's what Rashi means. Or you have to learn the way I just said that Rashi means loipoka kedusha minah, talking about the animal itself, meaning that kedusha that every kachim has to be makdish the vlad. This behemoth doesn't lose that ability because of the fact that the word paka, like you're saying, is not so clear, because really what it means is it has it. It doesn't mean it's like paka. It means it has it. Either it has it or it doesn't. It's not going to go away. Either it had it and it always did, or it never did, and it never will. But anyway, but again, I bow to Tosfos' way of learning Rashi. Tosfos didn't learn Rashi the way I learned Rashi. Tosfos learned Rashi, and Rashi saying this new big chiddush. The question is, I don't know. Now, we have a bigger problem with the Rambam that I mentioned. You look at the Rambam. The Rambam states clearly, Vlad Balas Mum. If you have the Vlad of a Balas Mum, Harehi Kevlad Hatmura V'yikorev Koroila. Kevlad Hatmima L'chol Dovar V'yikorev Koroila. Says clearly that the vlad of the tmura is equivalent to the vlad of a balmum is equivalent to the vlad of a tmima l'chol dover, and it's brought as a regular car. So I will get back to this next week as far as why Rashi went and why the Rambam went and said Kivlad ha-tamimah l'choldover, he could have left out that l'choldover. Once he writes, Vlad balasmum, really all the Rambam would have had to say is, Vlad balasmum is yikorev karoy, like period. If your Rambam wanted to even be more elaborate, he could have said, Areyu kivlad ha-tamimah, be yikorev karoy. When he says l'choldover, he seems to imply that there are other things that possibly could be different besides the yikorev. But that's what the Rambam says. So the obvious question that the Achronim ask on the Rambam is that this Rambam conflicts the way the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins, like the Chachomim of Rebbe Lezer, which is that the vlad of an oil is not brought as an oil. Okay? Our Gemara, what our Gemara seems to say is that there's a two-step process. There's Rebbe Lezer. First thing is you have to swallow Rebbe Lezer's sheath. First you have to hold like Rebbe Lezer that a vlad shlomim is korev shlomim. Because if not, you didn't even come to home plate. Then you're out. Even if you accept Rebbe Lezer's shita, that a vlad shlomim is korev shlomim, I still would be able to argue and say, well, maybe that's only vlad shlomim because of this dray, because pimino, either because of the species, or because it itself has kedushas, whatever, however you learn, either like Rashi or Tosfos. But it's a two-step process. The step one is I accept Rebbe Lezer's shita. Once I've accepted Rebbe Lezer's shita, then I could talk about the second thing of accepting this chiddush. The Rambam didn't accept step one. How does he accept step two? The Rambam holds that a vlad shlomim is roya, like the chachomim. You cannot bring it as a carb. So how could the Rambam ever get to step two? It's a pelt, mamish a pelt. So there is a minchas chinuch here, which the minchas chinuch discusses. Tries to be mitaretz the Rambam. He makes a tremendous ukimta. The Palag Mayim also in Tmura also goes with the approach of the Minchas Chinuch, which I think is a very, very big chiddush. I'll read you what the Minchas Chinuch says. The Hod Talu B'Gemara, our Gemara again seems to say that the Rambam we're going to have to come up with a pahala. According to the Rambam, it has zero to do with Rebbe Lezer's din. Zero to do. That's going to be a very big stretch. Because the Gemara so much felt that it's totally in that the Gemara said that Shmuel is already a second step from Rebbe Lezer, the Rambam has nothing to do with Rebbe Lezer. He says, the hard to tell the Gemara plukta down the road, but didn't Vlad Bamun, but plukta the Lezer, but didn't Vlad Akeva? That's talking about a specific case. Hainu Kishin is Abra, Achar Shanofla Bamun. He wants to learn his Metzias distinction. Matthias distinction. There were two cases. There's a case where an animal first got a mum and then it became pregnant. Right? So now that vlad was basically created in the stomach of a balas mum. That's one example. And then there's another example where you have a vlad that was not created in the stomach of a balas mum. The behemoth was gesund. The behemoth pregnated a vlad. Then the behemoth got a mum. That's the distinction. He says, therefore, Hainu kishinisabra achar shenofel b'mum. That's the Gemara here by us in Tmura Yud Zayin. It's talking about that the behemoth got a mum, then it became pregnant. The ibur hoya kfar bipsul. The ibur was bipsul. Avu kishinisabra koidim shenofel b'mum. L'kuli al makor of havlad. Then the vlad is definitely brought. If the behemoth it first became pregnant, then it got a vlad, then I bothered the it's brought. The kaimelon vlodos kodshim b'meimon kedusha. Vlodos kedushim have b'vlod they do have kedusha b'meimon hen kedusha. The cholo kedusha al avlad mishas ibur koydim shenif salem yakov. That's what he says. Now he goes on to say that I don't even need a pasuk for this. Our Gemara, this is the way he understands it. Our Gemara is only dealing with a vlad that came from something that got a mum. Something that never had a mum before it became pregnant, pasha to that you bring. And that's nothing to do with Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer is talking about a case, we have a vlad oila. Obviously, the fact that it impregnated a vlad means it wasn't roy to be an oila. It was an akeva. Wasn't able to be an oila. That's the case where our Gemara says that the vlad is only, the only that type of a vlad would be according to Rebbe Lezer, that you put it on the Mizbeach. The Rambam is going in a different case. And besides for, we have to analyze if his, the logic of the Minchas Chinuch is universally accepted. Assuming that we would accept the logic of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is saying, I hold that since Kachim get Kedusha before they're even born, which is a Machlekes in the Gemara, when does a Behemoth Kachim get Kedusha? B'me'imon or B'haviyasin and Kedusha. Assuming that the Behemoth Kachim gets Kedusha even before, says the Minchas Chinuch, then I hold that if the Behema was a Balas, you see, even if you hold that way, that does not mean that the Vlad is not connected to the mother. We discussed this many times before, that the Vlad, since its life is totally in the mother, the psul of the mother transfers onto the Vlad. For sure, while the Vlad is in the womb. So that alone is a tremendous chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. But let's swallow that. The Minchas Chinuch is telling us that if the Behema got a moon after it impregnated the Vlad, that's where Al Gemara is talking about a case. That case is not being discussed in Al Gemara. And that's the Rambam. And why in the world does Al Gemara not tell us what it's talking about? And why does the Rambam not tell us what he's talking about? The Rambam in Gansu Mishnah Torah doesn't tell me, by the way, if you have a Vlad, that became... The Rambam just said a Vlad Balmum. There's not one mention in the Rambam, one word, which according to the Minchas Chinuch is the critical element between kosher and pasul. For the Mizbeach, the Rambam forgot to mention it. He told me everything else very elaborately. Harei, kiflat, hatmimo, l'chol dover. Everything else he told me. But he forgot to tell me the one critical point, which is, by the way, it has to be that the mum came later. Vlad balas mum. Harei, kiflat, hatmimo. First of all, according to the Minchas Chinuch, it's not even a Vlad balas mum. That's the whole point of the Rambam. The point of the Rambam is that since the Vlad gets Kedusha right away, so it's not a Vlad Balmum. That's the whole Lomdus according to the Minchas Chinuch. Really, according to the Minchas Chinuch, the Lomdus is that it's a Vlad Tamima. It's not a Vlad Balas Mum. It's a Pella. And the Rambam comes in like, I have a Chiddush to say, Vlad Balas Mum, Arei, you Vlad HaTamima. That's not a Chiddush. The Rambam is telling us that that's a Vlad Tamima. Anyway, so that mahalach in the Rambam I think is going to be very difficult. Okay, I think this is going to have to be left for next week. This is a whole parish on its own. Okay, so the Mar Makremis remain the same. We're not going to, but I would ask the Oilam just to make sure to look up the Mar Makremis. Do you have time to go through this Minchas Chinuch and talk Memalach? It would be very helpful. And also, I'll just add one thing. If you can look up the sugya in Bechoris on Daf Tesvav,